You are a sparkling person, whether you know it or not. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. You are a sparkling person, whether you know it or not. Now, do you know that you're a sparkling person? Do you know that you're a wonderful person? This morning as I walked out of the Hermitage with Rex coming up here to the monastery for breakfast, Rex stopped me and he says, "What is this? What sort of nonsense is this?" And I said, "Oh my God, I forgot to get your cookies." Every morning we start out with two little tiny cookies. So I got the cookies and I gave them to him. And that satisfied him for a moment. But then he kept jumping and he kept saying, "Dad, you forgot something else. You forgot something very, very important." And I said, "Well, Rex, what is it that I forgot?" "Oh, I know, I forgot your morning hug." And so I had to give him his morning hug. And I grabbed him around his chest and around his shoulders, and I hugged him and hugged him and hugged him. And then he stood there and says, "That's more like it. Now I'm ready for my day." Yeah. And so he was ready for his day. He is ready for knowing what's going on and having a wonderful, wonderful time. And he knows that he's going to take care of the house alone today while I drive off to Mesa, Arizona, to go to the 50th wedding anniversary of Blaine and Betty Mays, who are the heads of INTA. And so we're going to just have a wonderful time, and Rex is going to just stay home and take care of the house and enjoy the yard and just be a wonderful homemaker while I'm a waymaker. But so it goes. What kind of illumination is your day? What kind of sparkling light is your day bringing to you? Is your day bringing into your world something extraordinarily wonderful? Are you going to have your morning two little cookies? Are you going to have your morning hug? Are you going to have your morning love? Are you going to have your morning understanding and appreciation of who and what you are? Well, if you do, then life can be very wonderful. If you don't, then, you know, what's going on? Who knows? Well, nobody knows. So we're going to be living our world in a beautiful, fantastic way when we let instant illumination always sparkle in our life. Rex had to remind me about his cookies. He had to remind me about his morning hug. And the minute he reminded me, I said, "Oh, of course." You see, we've become accustomed to these things. They're sort of a little tradition in our life, the morning hug and the morning goodies and the morning things that we do. And it just makes life into a fabulous, wonderful experience when we flow with it harmoniously, beautifully, and joyously. What is your instant illumination this morning? Is your instant illumination remembering to water your plants? You know, that's an illumination too. Is your instant illumination remembering to eat your vegetables? Yes. Or to eat your fruits every day, you know? Is your instant illumination to just have a wonderful time? Well, if that's what it's all about, then you can be sure that you're going to have a wonderful time because you are the creator of your world, and everything you choose in your world is what you have and you enjoy. Every day, think to yourself, "I am instantly illumined." Every day, think to yourself, "I am uplifted by every lovely thought that I have." Every day, think to yourself, "I am good and very good, and I am happy and very happy." And lo and behold, that's exactly what you're going to experience. So, have a lovely day, and let your instant illumination sparkle from your heart in every wonderful, dynamic, powerful manner. And know that I love you, I love you, I love you.